Welcome to After Dark with Rob and Andrew on America Out Loud, available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or Pandora, or head on over to the website AmericaOutLoud.com and check out the articles and podcasts, thousands of articles and podcasts updated daily over at AmericaOutLoud.com. So you definitely want to make that your one-stop source for all the news that's going on in the country. Some of the top conservative contributors around are over at AmericaOutLoud.com. So you guys definitely want to check that out. And America Out Loud is facing a lot of shadow bans and whatnot, just like all of conservative media has been throughout the last several years with what we've seen with our social media companies. So sharing those articles and podcasts, that helps us out a great deal, and we really appreciate it. Speaking of social media censorship, the big news of the week seems to be the owner of Tesla, Mr. Elon Musk, purchased 10% almost of shares in Twitter. He is now the largest shareholder of the company and has even been put on the board of directors. Should be very interesting to see what becomes of this. Rob and I are going to break that down tonight, as well as a lot of other things that are happening in the news. But I'm curious to see where this Elon Musk thing goes. I would like to see him bring back President Trump. I would like to see him fire this CEO named Prag or whatever it is that Jack Dorsey hired. If Jack Dorsey put this guy in charge, you know he can't be any good. And I will hope to see just wholesale changes over at Twitter. Of course, Rob and I still are not on the app after we were suspended after the January 6th incident in 2021. But it's going to be very interesting to see if things change under Elon Musk. I guess it's some excitement for social media. Rob, what are your thoughts on Elon Musk becoming the largest shareholder of Twitter?
You know, Andrew, I've often wondered why no one on the conservative side ever thought to do what Elon Musk has done, which is to buy a large share in Twitter. They could have easily pulled their monies together if they're just like millionaires, but there are a lot of people with money on the right, and they just sit back, bitch and moan, this isn't fair. And it's almost as if though that's their method of operation, just to say that it's not fair and not do anything. Now, Elon Musk isn't necessarily a person on the right, so it's anyone's guess as to what he's going to do. Now, he has come out and said that social media is toxic and they shouldn't be censoring people. And he's right. And had I had the money, I would have done the same thing. I don't have the money. And I was still thinking about how can I influence Twitter to change the tide? Because clearly what Twitter has done is doing is wrong. It goes against the Constitution. And you have this guy, Parag Agrawal, who's now the CEO because Jack stepped down. Jack probably saw what was coming down the line. Now, of course, Jack is coming out saying that, you know, he regrets what Twitter became, et cetera, et cetera. But dude, you were the genesis of it. You could have at any point said, guys, stop what we're doing. And all of those meetings coming to the Hill and talking, going to Trump and talking to Trump, having contempt for Trump, simply because he said, hey, come to the White House and let's talk. Look at where it has gotten our society. And no one seems to be concerned with the fact that they have terrorists on Twitter, terrorists on YouTube, and you're okay with that free speech, although it's toxic and it's deadly. You're okay with it. And this knucklehead, Parag Agrawal, who came to America for a better life, he came here. We didn't go to him. He came to us. And then he has said in interviews that, in essence, just dismiss the Constitution, dismiss freedom of speech. We're in control of this. He came here to our country because his country would not allow him the benefits that he has here in our country. And when I say our country, mean the United States. And no, that's not nationalism. It is our country. And I'm proud of our country that we allow people to make it. But this guy's going to come here, get control of an American company, and say, this is what we're going to do. That's not right. I remember another guy, Eli something, on he's a talking head, who was on The View saying that the Constitution wasn't written for him, that some old white guys wrote the Constitution, and we should disregard the Constitution, which is what a lot of folks on the left want. And if I can add, Andrew, it's only a small segment. And you would think that it's like millions of people that agree with these knuckleheads, but it's not. They're only the fringe group in America who unfortunately have a loud voice and people are afraid of them. Just a short period of time, and look at what they've done to our country. You have a Supreme Court nominee who's now a justice saying that she doesn't know the definition of a woman. And people are okay with that. People that are in that small group, that fringe in society, that are terrorizing everyone else, says that she does not know the definition of a woman. That was an easy question. An adult female. No, a man can't be a woman. We've discussed this before. I don't care how many times he mutilates his body. I don't care how many times he wants to say that he is a woman. He's not a woman. A woman is not an idea. It deals with the chromosomes. We're supposed to follow the science. We're supposed to believe the science. The Democrats say that they follow the science, but we know that they don't, because you look at COVID and you look at what they did. What they did is that they created their own science so that they could push their evil agenda. Thanks to big tech, like Twitter, that was allowing all this information, disinformation, into the public course so that people could feed on this and see this nonsense. So what will Mr. Elon Musk do? I don't know. As I said, I don't think that he is a conservative per se. But what he did is he made a smart move, a very smart move, in buying that percentage of Twitter, making him the largest stockholder. He's now will be on the board, and he has a voice. What will he do with that voice? Will he use that voice to control public discourse and some of the things that are being said? Now, we know that the left, they're having a conniption now. They don't like it. They don't like the fact that he is now controlled a large chunk of Twitter. Now, between now and I would say over the next couple of months, they're going to do their best to attack him. And one of the first things they want to say is that he's a racist, because that seems to work. Nothing else works. But if you say that he's a racist, and you know what, Andrew, this is what's interesting. This is really interesting. This guy was born, let me just look and see. He was born in Africa, I think it is. So technically, he is a true African-American. They have all these people running around saying, oh, I'm African-American, I'm African-American. No, you're not. No, you're not. This guy, I'm going to look at it right now. He was born in Africa. So he is a true African-American. Yep, Pretoria, South Africa. Skin is just as white as the snow. Now, how do you like those chili beans? That's an African-American. Not these wannabes who are running around saying, I'm African-American, I'm African-American. No, you're a Black American, okay? Your ancestors from way, 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 way back, I would say 100 years or from Africa, but you're a Black American. He is an African-American. Barack Obama is an African-American because his dad's from Africa. And I see these people running around with these African garbs on, and it's like, oh, I'm out. I'm like, that has nothing to do with who you are and where you're from. You are an American.
Yeah, and arguably Barack Obama's not even African-American. He's just African.
Why do you say that?
Well, because the controversy that he was not born here in America. So
I forgot about that. Well, I mean, I think, you know, to be honest with you, I think he was born in America. I think he was born in Hawaii. But even if he was born in Indonesia, we have to remember, look at the soldiers who have families that are born overseas. Their families, right. Their children are born overseas, but they're still considered Americans. Now, the bigger question is, if an American who has migrated to China and is born in China, is that person American or is it Chinese, black or white? See, we're so big here in America on identities that we don't think outside the box. We don't think, no one ever thought, well, wait a minute, what if I were, if a black kid was born in China? Are they Chinese? Are they Chinese African? That's something to ponder. But anyway, Elon Musk is an African American, okay? By all definitions, born in Africa, his family, descendants of Africa. Way back when, I think they were Dutch or something, but he's an African American. I wonder what does he put on his, when they say, what race, well, not what race, but what origin are you? Does he check African American? That's something to think about. Got to look into that. But nevertheless, he's now the largest stakeholder in Twitter. And it will be interesting to see what he will do now that he pretty much controls things. The first thing I would do is I would go in and fire this guy, Parag Agrawal, and send him packing. I would just write out, just say, dude, your time is up. Don't even worry about packing your bags. We'll send your things to you. And you know what? I wouldn't even give him a service package. No, I wouldn't give him anything. These people have damaged the country. I would kick him out. Jack Dorsey, I wouldn't even ask for a meeting with him. And if he's on the board, I would kick him out also. You have to clean house. I don't know if that's the kind of person Elon Musk is. Again, if it were me, they would be gone. And then all those other little woke individuals, I think one guy decided to quit Twitter because he said, oh, I don't want to work for Elon Musk. So he'll probably go to Facebook or some other left-wing social media platform. Maybe he'll go to MSNBC. There's a lot of places out there that these guys will go to. But good, go. Things need to change. You have a lot of woke people that are working in these institutions, and they're causing harm on our country. And it should not be that way, Andrew. It shouldn't be that way. So I can't wait to see what Elon Musk is going to do. I can't wait to see the left attack him. And they're going to attack him for being an African-American? Attack him because he's in control of Twitter now? They're all running scared now. And then it begs the question, will he let Trump back on? Will he let us back on? That's the other thing I think he should do. He should go back and say, everyone that you kicked off Twitter on this particular date, you should bring them back on and give them, restore all of their followers, everyone. Now, the folks that are into QAnon and all these other crazy conspiracy theories, I mean, I don't agree with it, but again, it's free speech. And if you're going to allow terrorists on, you got to allow them on also. If you're going to allow porn, I mean, and that's a big thing. They keep saying we don't allow porn, but yet still people sent me porn. You got to allow everyone else on. Your rules and conditions or whatever you want to call it, it's like you need to adhere to them yourselves before you start trying to selectively kick people off. But Trump should be let back on. That's an important outfit platform that he should be on. But they kicked him off because people, it wasn't in their safe space. We have a country, Andrew, full of babies that are sensitive, that can't take anything. It's unbelievable how they have groomed these people to be the little nurturing on their mommy's tits, can't get off, or they're going to cry. Well, the world is not that way. But if they continue doing what they're doing, it will be that way. And then we won't be able to identify with folks outside of this country because we will always be perceived as, you hurt my feelings, I'm going to go away. I need my safe space. Some of the stuff I've been witnessing, Andrew, these past couple of days, it's unbelievable. People with their sensitive feelings. And just like, really? But thanks to social media allowed this to happen. Zuckerberg and his Meta. There's a movie that's coming out that I definitely want to see, and it deals with the election, and it's called, I wrote it down somewhere and I don't remember. I'll think of it, but I think that everyone should go out and watch this movie. I think it's The Great Rig of 2020 by Molly Hemingway. You guys should watch that. They were having a viewing party, I think, the other night at Mar-a-Lago. But I would encourage all of you to watch it, because you will find out what the extent that Mark Zuckerberg had on the election. Rigged 2020. Watch it. It's riveting. I want to read the book. I'm going to read the book. But I definitely encourage all of you to go and watch that. It's worth a watch to see how they rigged the election along with big tech. Big tech was right. And hey, Zuckerberg is part of big tech. You've got to watch it, Andrew. It's what I'm hearing is that it's phenomenal.
I'm looking forward to watching that. And in part two, I want to go over some of these Twitter employees' reactions to what Elon Musk being in a board member on Twitter and what his taken out of these people. They act like he is just some far right white supremacist or something like that. It's just absolutely absurd. We'll have more of that in a part two. But a great product if you're looking for yourself or maybe a loved one is Healthy Cell. Head on over to healthycell.com. You can save 20% off with the code OUTLOUD. If you're looking for better sleep, focus, and energy, check out Healthy Cell, the leading innovator of nutritional supplements for cell health. Healthy Cell vitamins work at the cellular level to boost immune health, sleep better, focus deeper, and stay younger longer. Absorb a healthier lifestyle with Healthy Cell's pill-free vitamins. Rob and I are taking it. I've even gotten some for my girlfriend. She loves taking it. Head on over to healthycell.com and get yourself some or a loved one some. They will thank you for it. We'll be back with more After Dark with Rob and Andrew.
Trouble getting to sleep and staying asleep can be infuriating. Your mind races. You toss and turn, and the harder you try, the harder it is to drift off. And today's digital age makes it even harder. You're not alone with this struggle. Poor sleep affects over 70% of Americans. Even the Centers for Disease Control label insufficient sleep a public health epidemic. To take back your sleep, Healthy Cell has created REM Sleep, the only sleep supplement made to support all four stages of human sleep with calming herbs, amino acids, and sleep hormone support. Delivered in a patent-pending, pill-free, ultra-absorption microgel formula that tastes great. Fall asleep, stay asleep, sleep deeply, and wake up refreshed with Healthy Cell's REM Sleep. Go to healthycell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off your first order. That's healthycell.com, HEALTHYCELL, and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
People often ask me, Malcolm, how do we fight the corruption? Robert Frost has said it best, freedom lies in being bold. Well, for six incredible years, bold is America Out Loud. Welcome to the new era in communications, America Out Loud Talk Radio.
In today's world, there's no escaping the headlines filled with warnings about emerging viruses and dangerous superbugs. Genesis is the only technology that safely and effectively obliterates harmful pathogens both in the air and on surfaces. Genesis plus HOCL neutralize these threats to your environment in just seconds. Find out more about this amazing technology at genesisfogger.com/outloud for a 15% discount. With Genesis, you'll be prepared for what's next.
And we're back for the second half of After Dark with Rob and Andrew. Glad that you are tuning in. And as we always say, please share to your friends, your loved ones, your neighbors, whomever. Share it on social media. And by all means, do come and give us feedback. Now, the topic tonight is Twitter. Are we seeing the last days of Twitter? Twitter as we know it, now that Elon Musk has stepped in. And Elon Musk has been complaining for quite some time as to the practices on Twitter, how they censor people. And I think about a year or so ago, Twitter came down hard on him when he had mentioned to his, I think, 80 million followers, asking them if he should sell stock in Twitter or something. And then the Justice Department got involved and they were like, oh, what are you doing? And you're trying to rig the system, et cetera, et cetera. So he has been complaining about Twitter for quite some time. And then recently, with all of this trying to silence people, he has really become active and said, this is crazy. We can't do this. And why no one else has spoken out against it is beyond me. Even if, Andrew, we've often said that while we don't want the government to get involved in censoring big tech companies like Twitter, but something has to happen because they control too much information. And whatever they put out there, and of course, it's all misinformation, you can't counter that. Look at the whole Russia collusion. Look at the Hunter Biden. And that's a whole different ballgame that I want to talk about in the third half, because to be honest with you, I don't think anything's going to happen to Hunter. I don't think anything's going to happen to Hillary. I think that we'll learn about it. We'll know about it. They'll reduce all the charges to silver charges, and then they will all walk away. And that's it. That's it. But hey, we'll talk about it in our next show. I'm at the next half of the show. But going back to Twitter, Andrew, you've been following this story rather closely, and you have been looking at the responses of some of the folks who work for Twitter, because they're having a conniption that it's a possibility they won't be able to control the flow of information. What do you got for us, Andrew?
Yeah, I can't take all the credit. Some other conservatives have found these tweets as well. But just to go through a few of them, and let's look at some of the people that Twitter employs. This first one is from Kareem DeCassie, who is a data scientist over at Twitter. That sounds like an important job. She tweeted out, "A prominent transphobe buying a large stake in Twitter is not at all funny. I'm honestly kind of terrified right now," with the crying emoji. And then you go to these leftist profiles and you notice they always sound completely insane. This lady's profile is data scientist at Twitter, former astrophysicist, a lady, feminist, demisexual, genderqueer, trans woman, she, her. Okay, that was her reaction to Elon Musk. Then you look at Gerald Taylor, a senior software engineer at Twitter, and he says, "My current sentiment is stock is up, yeah, but what about our company culture?" And if you want to look at his bio, it says senior software engineer at Twitter, mentor. My opinions are my own, so his is pretty normal. Okay, this is a good one. "Looks like I picked a good week to be off," reacts Gary Kidd, a recruiting manager for Twitter, to the news that Elon Musk is now the largest stakeholder. She's a recruiting manager, a mom, a wife, a boss, and then in her bio it says hashtag Black Lives Matter, and then hashtag Until We All Belong, and of course, the she/her. Ashna Giuliani, a Twitter software engineer, posted a video of a crying woman to show how upset she is over this entire Twitter fiasco. She says, "Me trying to enjoy the stock price without thinking about why." And you just go to her bio and she's got the she, her, and then hashtag soy Kool-Aid, which I don't know what that means. And then trying my best not to be perceived. And I still, okay. I am at Herodal Haley. He's Haldur Thorleifsson. I'm sure I mispronounced his name, but he directs creative services for Twitter and he states his dislike for Elon. "Elon Musk, just temporarily at least, made me a lot of money and I still dislike him," he says. So you see how judgmental these are, and you see by these people's bios what kind of people are in charge over at Twitter, and it's pretty ridiculous. And credit to Andy Ngo for finding some of those tweets as well. But yeah, it's just unbelievable what they have had going on over there. And more than anything else, hopefully Elon Musk can change the culture over there and hire some real employees, because these people they've got now are a joke.
A complete joke. A laughingstock. Seems like it's like a complete circus. Listen, looking from reading their bio, he, she, he, they, it, we. It's really sad that we have allowed these people to come out and then self-identify. Oh, I'm going to wake up today and I'm a he, I'm a she, I'm a it, I'm a they, I'm just in between. I'm a non-binary. A what? And I got to say, Andrew, a lot of these people, they're just doing it for show because it's the it thing to do. Once they wake up, if Republicans take control in 2020 and say, we're putting all this garbage back in the shed, we don't want it out anymore. Nope, we're not doing this. Then they will wake up. But you got to realize that we've got a few liberal activist judges that are out there that will say, oh, no, we can't do this. We need to do what they did. Take control of the narrative. Take control of a lot of these institutions and say, it cannot be this way. This makes absolutely no sense at all by elevating a man in a woman's position. The NCAA having men swim on a female swimming team. It's crazy. You got Laverne Cox, who's claiming to be a woman, who's actually a man, in Hollywood. Now, to each his own, but don't come trying to push that mess down our throats and expect us to comply. Now, it would be one thing if they were living amongst us, minding their own business, but they're not. They're attacking us. They're coming after us. Look at Disney. If you don't accept this, we're going to do this. And then our mayor of New York City, what is he saying? He's putting up ads in Florida, encouraging the people there to come to New York. Don't you do it. Do it at your own peril, because if you come here, you're going to probably lose your life because of all the crime around us. So why would you leave the safety of sunny Florida for dirty New York, out of control, crime is all over the place, then you have a DA who's enjoying all this. You don't want that. Stay in Florida and go to Disney and tell Disney to stop lying about the Don't Say Gay bill. And I'm sure these knuckleheads on Twitter, he said don't say gay. They said, what about that disinformation, Andrew? Are they going to take down that disinformation? Still to this day, the tweet from Obama and Kamala saying that Jesse Smollett is a kind soul and that he was attacked and it was a hate crime is still up. Now, I hope Elon Musk takes that on and say, you need to take this crap down. But no, leave it up there because it's free speech. But if you leave it up there, let everyone else come back on Twitter, because what happened to them was unjust. And the fact that no one was able to file a lawsuit because they kept saying, oh, well, it's a private company. It's a private company. It's a private, give me a break. A private company hiding behind Section 230. It shouldn't be that way. So these little knuckleheads that are out there having a conniption because Twitter, and I can't believe this, and I'm going crazy, because they see that their days are numbered. Their craziness is numbered. What they had out there is about to end. The crazy charade that we're all non-binary, we don't have a sex, it soon will be over. And we just can't rely on Elon Musk. We've got to look at the 2022 election and call it out and make certain that it ends. People need to become one issue voters. They say, nope, we're not doing this. We love you. But what you guys are trying to push, trying to make it seem as if though we don't exist. And then I hear people say, well, for so long, it was nothing but heterosexuals. And now it's our turn. What do you mean by your turn? What do you mean by your turn? Heterosexuals aren't walking around trying to force our heterosexuality down your throats. It just is. You're looking at us and you're mad because you're saying that you're something that you really don't know if you are or not. So reading all those, what you were listening to, the tweets that you were reading, Andrew, I can only imagine what the individuals look like.
Yeah. Can you believe that these leftists think it's a good idea in their profile? They always give themselves up with these she, her, he, she, hashtag Black Lives Matter, stuff like that, where they just come off. As soon as you read that, you know they're not a serious person. It's like, okay, they're not a real adult. I'm not going to take this person seriously. Yet so many of them do it on social media. It makes no sense to me.
But they take themselves seriously. That's the scary thing about it. I remember once I was at a bookstore here in New York City, and it was a rather popular bookstore. It's called Strands, Strands. And it's one of those bookstores whereby they have like a lot of old books. It's like huge. And it's not a Barnes & Noble type store. They have new books, but they also have a lot of old books and artsy books and anything you want, they have it there. And I was in, and I was browsing because I like going to bookstores and just browse and imagine myself reading one of the books. And whenever I find a good book, I'll get it. And I overheard a conversation of one of the workers here. And she was saying, oh, yeah, we're all here. We're all gay. I'm like, what? Oh, yeah. And this person at the door, oh, they're gay. And Susan, she's gay. And Michael, he's gay. Oh, yeah, we're all gay. Like, she's probably like about 20, 25. And I'm like, what? So it's like a gay group. It's like a gay gang. Everyone comes here. We're all gay. We're just all, the rainbow colors. I'm like, this makes no sense. So they take this and then they all get on Twitter and they have these little clicks and, oh, we this and we're that and we support this. And we don't like that. This hurts my feelings. I want it all shut down so badly. And if they all said, well, we're going to commit suicide. Okay, fine. Tell me what is in the flowers. We can't have this in society.
Yeah, these we really
people
can't.
Need to grow up. Go ahead.
Yeah, and something else I kind of find interesting, that one biography I read, they called themselves a gender queer, quote unquote. But to me, queer always kind of was like an insult towards gay people. I find it really interesting the gay community has like brought in that word and made it one of their own, that to, like it's a word to be proud of.
They have, words change over time, because if you think of the word gay, gay used to mean that you're full of energy, you're full of life. And remember the comedian, I think his name was Winters, something Winters, and he's dead now. And he was lamenting, and he said, gay used to be such a beautiful word. And then people came in and just made it dirty. There was a movie in the 1940s, I think, or the 50s called The Gay Divorcee, The Happy Divorcee. But then a group decided to take that word and just like mangled it and made it like really bad. And now they're changing it and they're trying to make it good. I just, when you think about all this that's happening in society and how within that short period of time of Biden taking office, and you look at how culture has changed. And we did a show a couple of weeks ago saying, has the left won this round of the culture war? And I think they have, Andrew, when you look at it. I mean, save a few things, but overall, I think they've won, because you look at all the stuff that's now out there in the mainstream. You look at our commercials, you have a gay this, you have our cartoons that are gay, and it's like everything. LGBTQ, you can't have a movie unless you have a gay person. And they're saying that we want more gay people in corporate America. And I think it was California whereby they were saying that you have to have a minority on your board, and the court shot it down. And I'm like, rightfully so. That makes no sense. We're creating another form of segregation through identity politics. I'm like, do people not realize this? And for Black people especially, they don't realize that they're being used by this nefarious group of people, the LGBTQ. Now, when I say LGBTQ, I am not talking about other gay people, because there are a lot of gay people, Andrew, that do not agree with the premises of the LGBTQ community. Because their whole, I think, mission is to destroy the nuclear family. They don't like it at all. And that's one of the things that Elon Musk is concerned with, is the low birth rate. I think this is by design. That we say that everyone is non-binary or they're pansexual, and then they'll stop having kids. This is by design, and it's very deadly. And that is a reason why a lot of people dislike what's coming out of the LGBTQ community. It's not that they don't like gay people, but their mission statement and the agenda, rather, that they're trying to push, people don't like it. Now, of course, they can't articulate it. They will associate the agenda with the person, because the person, in a lot of ways, has become the agenda. But they love everyone. But it's the agenda that they're pushing. And you can go to any Black church, a Black church that's rooted and fundamental into the teachings of Jesus Christ, as Cynthia Garrett said, as B.B. Diamond has said on our show. And they will tell you, this is not godly. what these people are pushing. And it isn't. And this is not a slap at the gay community, because I have gay friends and I like them. But the agenda that's being pushed, no. And they're able to do it through social media. And the regular media, print media, they're following along for it. They will sit there, oh yeah, uh-huh, this is what's happening, yeah, oh yeah, uh-huh. We're all non-binary. Man can be women. No, they can't. Never in a million years. Now, I'm sure that there's someone like Dr. Fracci somewhere in a lab, Andrew, trying to mix up with the chromosomes to see if they can produce what they want. But it can't happen. So it just, when I hear these things and I look at it, I'm like, the left, they've won this round of the culture war. 2022, we have got to storm back and change a lot of this stuff. And all in 2024, when the parties change, and I hope a Republican takes the House, the White House, immediately executive actions. But not just executive actions, Andrew. I think that if we take over in 2022, by the power of Congress, they should enact laws to stop this nonsense. Because if you take it to the courts are going to rule their way. They should pass a law and say, this is what the law meant. Now, of course, the Democrats will try and challenge the law. But they must be clear, Republicans, in what they're saying. And one of the things is that we do not want racist teachers like CRT taught in schools. We do not want sex education taught at schools at a young age. That has to stop immediately, because they're damaging and they're poisoning the minds of our children. And it will have no good end whatsoever, Andrew.
Yeah, you're spot on. You're tuned into After Dark with Rob and Andrew, available on America Out Loud via iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or download the America Out Loud app to keep track of all the great shows. We'll be back with more After Dark with Rob and Andrew.
You've been in that situation. The person next to you is sniffling, or worse yet, coughing. Flu, cold, and coronaviruses are everywhere. Wouldn't it be great if you had a way to reduce these threats with an invisible mask as an additional layer of protection? Sold by hundreds of pharmacists and medical doctors, our American-made povidone iodine antiviral nasal spray, Cofix RX, lasts for hours deactivating viruses and germs while protecting you from airborne pathogens that make us sick. America Out Loud listeners get 20% off. Use Cofix RX while in large groups, while traveling, or for any other type of high-risk situation as an additional layer of protection to help reduce your likelihood of catching a cold, the flu, or SARS-CoV-2 viruses. Right now, America Out Loud listeners get 20% off of all orders. Click our banner ad on AmericaOutLoud.com and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
So the last couple of minutes of the show, I want to take it back to Hunter Biden and Joe Biden. And this all ties into Twitter and social media, because it was because of Twitter that the information about Hunter Biden's laptop was not allowed to get into the public discourse. And so that people could have a conversation and say, wait a minute, what's going on here? Fox News talked about it. Tony Bobulinski, the New York Post spoke about it. But Washington Post and all these other newspapers, they hid it. They said it was disinformation. Oh, this is Russia disinformation, disinformation. You even had, as we said on one of the shows, people like Leon Panetta, James Comey, James Clapper, John Brennan, General Hayden, signing a letter saying that the Hunter Biden story was possibly disinformation. They couldn't prove it, but it was just Russia disinformation. Anchors on CNN and MSNBC, on ABC, CBS, NBC, Washington Post, New York Times, all of these, what's supposed to be newspapers, truth seekers, and keeping our politicians honest, all, I'm not going to say they fell for it, but they tried to hide it. The New York Times, Andrew, won a Pulitzer Prize for reporting on it, a Pulitzer Prize for reporting on fake news, false news. And they knew that it was fake. They knew that it was false. But yet and still they did it. Did they not think, here's my question, did they not think that this was ever going to come to light? Look at what Mark Zuckerberg did in Wisconsin, in the Midwestern states. $100 million he spent controlling the election, and then he's going to deny it. And as Bill Barr said, when you look at it, did he necessarily do something wrong, or did he outsmart? He cheated, but does it rise to the level of him committing a crime? So that begs a question of Hunter Biden and Joe Biden. We know that Delaware, the attorney general, is investigating Hunter Biden. Joe Biden is from Delaware. The attorney general reports to Merrick Garland. Joe Biden said that he is not going to interfere with anything that the Justice Department is doing. But on Sunday, Ron Klein, Joe Biden's chief of staff, came out and said on ABC, with I think it was George Stephanopoulos, that Joe did nothing wrong. Joe knew nothing about his son's business dealings with Ukraine, with China, or any of that. Joe himself had said it during the campaign of 2020, the election of 2020, that he knew nothing. Now, Tony Bobulinski, a business partner of Hunter Biden, has come out and said, nope, he did know about it. Not only that, Andrew, the laptop from Hill has emails referencing Joe Biden, what Joe Biden knew. There's also an email from Ron Klein, who was asking or soliciting money from Hunter Biden to fix up the vice president house. And in that email, he said, we've got to keep this on the low key. Ron Klein, Biden's current chief of staff. He was also Biden's chief of staff when Biden was the vice president. All these people are 6 degrees of separation, all connected at the hip. They were all in on it. Now, of course, Joe is senile now, and he might not remember. So he's probably being truthful when he says, no, I don't know anything about it, because he doesn't know. He's forgotten about it. But the records speak for themselves. The laptop from Hill. So I propose this, something for you to think about. If the attorney general in Delaware is looking into this, the state that Joe Biden is from, and remember, Joe Biden is always going to Delaware to his mansion on weekends, a mansion that Hunter Biden probably paid for with ill-gotten gains, a mansion whose expenses Hunter Biden is probably paying for with ill-gotten gains. Joe's going to Delaware. You have the attorney general that's investigating it. The attorney general, as I established earlier, reports to Merrick Garland, who's over the Justice Department. Merrick Garland, who still have sour grapes that he's not on the Supreme Court, but thank God we missed that bullet because we see how weak of a man he is. Merrick Garland, whose son-in-law writes books for critical race theory. Merrick Garland, who decided to sic his army of Justice Department police on parents who were questioning the school curriculum. Merrick Garland, the man that Biden is hoping and speaking through his henchmen to say, you need to do something about Trump because we don't want him to run again. Merrick Garland, who's taking the clues from Ron Klyman from the White House, although they're not calling Merrick Garland, but they're out in the public saying, you need to do this. Don't touch Hunter Biden because there's nothing there. Joe had nothing to do with this. Merrick Garland controls a lot of this. So while we are being told that the Delaware Attorney General is investigating Hunter Biden, don't at all be surprised if he comes out and says, there's no there there. Oh, we found something, but we're going to charge him with a civil fine and not criminal. That can very easily happen. Hunter Biden has already raised money or borrowed money. And I wonder what bank did he borrow the money from? Because we need to look into the dealings of that bank. He's already borrowed money to pay his overdue taxes for monies that he got that he didn't pay taxes on. Don't at all be surprised if this story goes nowhere, these charges. We know that President Trump is suing Hillary Clinton. She'll have to be disposed, but do not at all be surprised if the judge who's supposed to hear this throws it out. because Trump is currently asking for the judge in Florida who's going to hear the case, who is a Clinton appointee, Bill Clinton appointee, to recuse himself because he feels that he can't be impartial. I don't think he can be impartial either. I think that the guy will look at the case and say, there's nothing to see here. Let's throw the case out, because it's up to the judge, his discretion. And he'll probably want to protect Hillary Clinton. And they don't care how it looks. I know some of you are probably saying, but it will look bad. They don't care. We're talking about the criminal enterprise of the left. They don't care how it looks. They can do this and nothing happens. And you know why? Who's going to hold them accountable? Merrick Garland is at the top of the Justice Department. He doesn't have to worry about it. Who's going to go after him? What judge is going to go after him? All the judges, they have the judges in their pockets. So although we're hearing all this, and it sounds good, but don't at all be surprised if it goes absolutely nowhere, because they have people in high places who could very easily shut this down. Very easily shut it down. So I know a lot of us are waiting, bated breath, and thinking, oh man, we got him. Nope, we don't got him by a long shot, because this could all be shut down. They're teasing us with this. They're making us think that they're working on it. Yeah, of course, the New York Times and everyone else are saying, okay, there's something about the Hunter laptop. Yeah, they're saying that now they want us to think that they're going to do something, so that when the Delaware Attorney General looks at this and says there's no there, there's nothing, there's no criminal activity, it's just a civil case and he'll just pay a fine and that's it, don't be surprised. It's all baked into the cake. This is all part of what they're trying to do to deceive the American population. That's it. Yeah, it looks good. And it looks as if though, I mean, I at one point thought the same thing. And then I started thinking about it. I'm like, wait a minute. Look at how connected they are. 6 degrees of separation. Why do you think that they're not concerned? Why do you think James Clapper, John Brennan, they could care less? They don't care about what John Durham is going to find out. Yeah, John Durham is supposed to take his first case, the attorney Sussman, to court, I think it's May 16th. But they don't care, because whatever is said, they can say, no, they can deny it. Plausible deniability. Oh, we know nothing about that. I'm surprised he managed to get an indictment. And if we think that the attorney general in Delaware is going to get an indictment, remember, we're in Delaware, Joe's state. Do you think that the people that they sit on that panel will indict Joe or his son? Remember, these individuals on the grand jury, they're just regular people like you and I. They have a political persuasion. And although when they're seated, they're told, take out all prejudices. However, you can rely on past experience in helping you to decide whether or not we should indict this person. You're allowed, in that situation, you can do it as a grand jurist. They will tell you personal experience, what you've had, you can bring it in here. Because remember, they're not saying the person is guilty. The only thing a grand jury does is to decide whether or not the case should be brought forward, whether or not the person should be indicted. So they could look at this and say, we don't want Joe to go through this. Joe tried to save America. We know that he's senile, but he tried to save us from Donald Trump. There was a commentator on MSNBC the other day. His last name is Hyman. He's an author. And he was saying that because the Democrats don't have a platform, don't have a strong platform, and that they have no major successes, that what they should do is to demonize Trump and to scare the voters and make the voters think that if Trump gets back into office, it is the worst thing that can happen. The country will explode. There will be wars and wars and wars, which is what they did in 2016. They said that if Trump takes office, we'll be in World War III, and it never happened. If Trump takes office, the economy will tank. It never happened. Everything they said negatively that would happen if Trump was in office did not happen. However, what Trump told you was going to happen if Joe Biden is in office is happening. Possible World War III, inflation, supply chain problem, gas prices, inflation, a recession on the horizon. But they got you thinking that this is Putin's war. It's because of Putin that we have the high gas prices. It's because of Putin that the supermarket store shelves are depleted. It's because of Putin that we don't get along. It's because of Putin that all this stuff is happening. Putin, Putin, Putin. But then in the same breath, they will tell you that Putin is a madman. He's not talking to anyone. How can that be? Remember, they said the same thing about Trump. He's crazy. He's had a major breakdown. No, he didn't. No, he hasn't. But look at Joe. He doesn't know if he's going or coming. He goes before a press conference and he's stumbling. The other day, Barack Obama returned to the White House to celebrate Obamacare. He called Joe Biden the vice president. Now, people said, well, he was joking about it. No, he wasn't joking about it. He meant it. He took a jab at Joe Biden. And then once his speech was over, everyone gravitated toward Barack Obama and not Joe. I don't know if you saw this, Andrew, but Joe was like wandering around like, who's going to talk to me? And then he put his hand on Obama's shoulder as if they were to say, hey, I want to talk to you. And Obama ignored him completely. Talk about disrespecting someone. I mean, you guys have got to see it. Go to YouTube and look it up. It's embarrassing. He was trying to get Obama's attention, and Obama wouldn't even listen to him. Everyone was on Obama wanting to talk to him. But Joe's supposed to be the, as they say, president. When I say resident, how did we get here? I'll tell you how we got here, because of social media. They withheld information so that people could not make an informed decision. And the same thing will happen with this whole Joe Biden investigation, the attorney general investigating Hunter. I don't think, Andrew, personally, I don't think he's going to be charged. I don't. I think that it will get that far, but nothing's going to become of it. Nothing at all. And even if the Republicans take control of the House and Senate in 2022, what can they do? They can investigate it, and you know they'll take a long time, which in my opinion, it doesn't take a long time to investigate this. We know what happened. We already know what happened. You just get the players, bring them up and say, you did this, okay, arrest them. That's it. That's all you have to do. It doesn't take some long drawn out process. We already know what happened. You look at the Jan 6, they're dragging this out. And for what? And then you have Biden signaling from the White House to Merrick Garland, do something to Trump. What can he possibly do to Trump? What is he going to say? Well, we looked at this and Trump incited the riot. Well, the FBI just said that he didn't do it. You guys got to think back. They said that no, that he had nothing to do with it. But now they want you to think he did, because they have a Jan 6 commission. They impeached the man over it. And they weren't successful in removing him from office. I mean, he was already leaving office, but it went nowhere. So yet again, they want to try something. You would think that some judge would say, you guys have got to stop. You got to stop. You stole the election. You cheated and you got the election. Why don't you just stop at that? But no one will do it. And then they're after Clarence Thomas. Just in case Clarence Thomas hears the case. See, what they're looking at is that they'll try to bring charges against him, and then this thing might be thrown to the Supreme Court for the Supreme Court to make a decision. So if they can work on Clarence Thomas and get him to recuse himself and then allow that Ketanji Brown Jackson, who doesn't know if she's a man or a female, she doesn't know if she's a woman, if they got her there, oh, they know she'll do their bidding. That woman isn't qualified to shine my shoes. And then she's going to be on the court? And then all these attacks on social media, on Twitter, against the Republicans saying, oh, why don't they like her? Because she's Black? Why don't they like her? No, they could have very easily, Joe Biden could have very easily picked the woman that, what's his name, wanted to be on the court, but he didn't. Michelle, that was her name. James Clyburn. He could have picked his nominee, but Joe didn't want that. Joe wanted a radical on the court. That is the reason why he did not pick her. So he's going to give us Ketanji. And you got folks on social media attacking Republicans saying, oh, they're racist and they're this. And Mitt Romney, he's going to vote for it. Well, folks, this is really interesting. I believe the only reason why Mitt Romney is voting for her is that I'm sure some of you aren't aware that Mitt Romney has a Black grandchild. One of his boys adopted a Black child. So he wants history to show that, look, I support Black people. I even march with Black Lives Matter. That's it. You got a lot of white people that are so misinformed. They think, well, if I adopt a Black child, I'll be part of the in-group. No, you should not have been able to adopt that Black child because you didn't do it out of love. You did it because it was a status symbol. So that's what's happening there. And of course, social media will look the other way, but hopefully with Elon Musk, this could all change. Yeah, the judge I was referring to, her name is Michelle Childs. Now, had Joe Biden nominated her, Andrew, I'm sure that a lot of Republicans would have jumped on and said, oh yeah, we support her. She's good, we want her. But he didn't pick her. You know why? Because she wasn't radical enough. Ketanji Brown Jackson, she is, because she doesn't know if she's a woman. She sat there and said, I can't define it. I'm not a biologist. Had I been on Twitter, Andrew, that's when they would have kicked me off because I would have lit it up saying, what? But he said that he picked you because you're a Black woman and you don't know what a woman is. I mean, people should be outraged that this woman who's about to sit on the Supreme Court can't define a woman. Quiet as it's kept on social media, people just look the other way. And that is a reason why, if they're able to look the other way on that, and in my opinion, that is huge, what else would they look the other way on? Hunter Biden, the Attorney General? Don't hold your breath, because what you think is going to happen possibly won't happen. Andrew, what did you say?
Yeah, the moment Ketanji said that was the moment that I knew she was a radical. I figured she was when Joe Biden selected her in the first place. But the fact that she wants to be so PC or so politically correct that she was scared to come out and say what a woman is. Like we said, she should have said, a woman is what I am. I'm a woman. I'm a mother. I'm a sister. That's what a woman is. Instead, she couldn't even say that. She said, I am not a biologist. To me, that was the moment where I could tell she was a complete radical. And you already know what she's going to be like in the Supreme Court, a complete disaster. And it's just going to continue if Joe Biden gets any more Supreme Court selections. Let's hope he does not. And that's even more reason why I say this almost every night. We need to take back the House and Senate to keep more radical justices from getting in. Thank you for joining us tonight on After Dark with Rob and Andrew. Check us out and all the other shows over at AmericaOutloud.com, who's about to celebrate its 6th anniversary. You can also find America Out Loud on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Pandora, Apple Podcast, or wherever you download your podcast. Make sure you like and subscribe to America Out Loud. We'll see you guys next time. Remember, stand for something or you will fall for nothing.